very much for joining us this evening. Te reo irirangi o wāke, ko kōre hauiti, tēnei ko au te kaipapaho, tēnei hōtaka. Well, it is official, the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, she will take the lowering of the voting age from 18 to 16 to the House to have it pass Parliament to lower the voting age to 16. But there's a couple of issues here. Lowering the age to 16 for local body elections, but there does seem to be some pushback on general elections. Either way, they won't kick in next year for the general elections 2023, and it won't be until obviously 2025, 26 before the 16-year-olds can vote for the local body elections. Peter, talk to us about what the voting age lowered to 16 means for 16-year-olds. Tania Jackson, first year at Auckland University. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Tania. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening on Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Tora whaia.
Well, you could have very well have voted next year at the next year election if this legislation had gone through a little bit earlier and all things going well. Are you a supporter of lowering the voting age from 18 to 16?
I think I'm leaning towards more the minority that thinks it might not be the best idea. That's my personal opinion. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, in your mind, what are the pluses and minuses of lowering the age from 18 to 16? So currently you're tottering on the edge. You might be a little bit of a fence sitter, it sounds like. So what are your concerns currently?
I'm just thinking there are definitely many young kids, 16, 17-year-olds, who do know their stuff and, you know, they follow politics and everything, and they should get to vote because if you know what you're talking about, nothing should stop you. But when I was 16, I was in school focusing on sports and my homework and everything. I didn't have any outside experience of the world. I definitely was in no place to vote. I just personal experience. Me being 16, I would not have voted. I didn't have any kind of outworldly experience to know what I was doing or what I was saying or who to vote for.
How old are you now?
18.
So you currently can vote next year. Are you looking forward to it?
Well, yes, I don't think I've put much thought into it. I still don't really follow politics, but I'm excited to, like, maybe step up a bit and actually put myself out there and have a bit of a say once I maybe educate myself and actually get a better opinion and form a better view on how it works.
Have you been able to inform yourself or get yourself informed within that 2-year space of time from 16 to 18, have you increased your whakaaro, your mātauranga around tōrangapū, around politics at all? How does one get themselves informed if it's not being taught in schools, if you're not going to take it up at university? How does one get themselves upskilled and upskilled quickly within 2 years?
I'm not very sure. See, I think it would be a great idea if we could bring it into schools, because then if that was the thing, it would be much easier to learn, and then maybe I would reconsider my opinion and think it is a good idea for 16-year-olds to vote if we had that in schools. But otherwise, I think social media is one of my biggest platforms to get my information, but it's a bit difficult because you don't know what's true and what's not, what's exaggerated, you know, it's just kind of hard when it's not taught to you.
So do you think there's a concerted effort of having civics education in the classrooms then? Should the government actually put that in, as well as, you know, they've got a very big drive getting histories into school, should civics education also be compulsory learning for seniors?
I think to some extent it really wouldn't hurt. If we're really going to lower the voting age, there's no reason why it shouldn't be taught in schools, or at least more encouraged to learn. Yeah, that's what I think.
And so I said, what are some of your concerns? And you shared some of those. What are some of the positives or some of the upticks for allowing 16-year-olds to vote?
Well, although I don't think it's the best idea, I do think there are many young people who, because of social media, you know, they are maybe a bit more exposed and a bit more willing to take in what they see, which a lot of the time, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. We're not ignorant. Young people aren't ignorant. So I do think possibly along with more education in schools about politics, it could be good for younger ones to have a say.
Mm. Now, there's a couple of things here. The Prime Minister is able to allow 16-year-olds to vote immediately at local body elections. That doesn't have to go through Parliament and have a vote, a 75% support to allow 16-year-olds to vote. Do you think it should be a staged approach then, that perhaps 16-year-olds can go vote local body elections before they go vote general elections? Do you think that might assist the rangatahi over the hurdle, get them interested in voting in the first instance?
Oh, I'm not very sure, Fire. Like I said, I don't really follow how that all works. Not quite sure.
Do you think that you will be able to be persuaded by some of your rangatahi mates, those that are pro 16-year-old voting? Do you think that you're open to being convinced, to being persuaded?
Yeah, of course. I don't have a solid opinion. I do think if I could have a conversation with someone, it's all about taking everything in, learning both sides. I could definitely go both ways.
The reason why I'm asking is because the Minister of Māori Economic Development, Willie Jackson, you might know him. So he is 16-year-old voting currently, but he says that he is open to be persuaded. So I'm just wondering whether it might come a rangatahi of your calibre and influence and persuasion. Mm-hmm. The minister's mind.
Sorry, could you just say that one more time? It started raining really hard. I couldn't hear that last bit.
I'm just wondering whether it would take somebody of your caliber and influence and authority, influence on the minister, to have him change his mind. He said that at this point he is opposed to 16-year-old voting, but that he can be persuaded to change his mind. And I'm just wondering, do you think that persuasion could come from rangatahi when we've got pakehi that might be on the fence, that might be opposed? Do you think that a good, solid, sound kōrero from rangatahi might help pakehi over the line?
I think definitely, yeah. You know, this is about rangatahi having the power to vote. and having the power to have their say. And I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be given the chance to try and persuade the pakeke at least. I do know some of them have some really good arguments, and if they could just voice that, some of the pakeke, not all, but some may just take that on board and consider how the rangatahi are feeling.
Thank you so very much for joining us this evening, Tadia. Wonderful to korero with you. We wish you all the very best with your studies at university. We look forward to
seeing
how this all pans out. And I, for one, am very pro 16-year-olds taking the vote.
Mm.
So, 16-year-olds.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.